KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, we're talking about an investigation into the mistreatment of youth at San Diego County Juvenile Hall facilities. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is investigating San Diego County juvenile halls for alleged civil rights abuses. There are two of those facilities in the county, the East Mesa Juvenile Detention Facility in Otay Mesa and the Youth Transition Campus in Kearney Mesa. The San Diego Union-Tribune has reported on problems at those facilities for some time now, and joining me to talk about it is Kelly Davis. She's a staff writer on the watchdog team at the Union-Tribune. Kelly, welcome back to Midday.
Thank you.
So first, can you tell me what prompted this investigation and what has Bonta's office said?
Well, it's not clear what exactly prompted the investigation. Bonta's office would only say that it was started to determine whether, quote, any unlawful activity or practices occurred in the facilities and then to identify potential reforms.
So what should we know about the two facilities under investigation here? I mean, who's being held there?
Yeah, so these are young people who have committed certain crimes. There's the Youth Transition Campus in Kearney Mesa and the East Mesa Juvenile Detention Facility in Otay Mesa. And the Youth Transition Campus is newer. If you went there, it replaced an older facility, the Kearney Mesa Juvenile Detention Facility, which was the county's original juvenile hall. Mm-hmm. It was pretty run down. So they built the Youth Transition Campus. And it's intended to provide a more therapeutic environment. You know, it's for kids with lower level crimes. It looks a lot like a small high school, kind of big quad area. Mm-hmm. The kids live in cottages. East Mesa has had a very difficult history. It was built, I think, in the 90s. It looks a lot like a jail or a prison inside. It's to get there, you drive past Donovan State Prison. You drive past two county jails. And kids have told me they felt like they were being told, you know, this is your future if you don't shape up. At East Mesa, you find lots of kids with learning disabilities, lots of kids with mental health challenges, kids who've had significant trauma in their lives. And so the crimes they've committed are more serious. And so East Mesa is where you'll see more extensive use of pepper spray, use of force, you know, kids who end up in kind of solitary confinement, or they call it room confinement. So just a more difficult population.
Hmm. And California closed its state-run juvenile halls 2 years ago. How has that changed things?
Yeah, so that's correct. Yeah, 2 years ago, all of California's youth prisons closed down, and the goal was to put kids closer to home. So the kids were moved back to their home counties. And the goal was to, as much as possible, not lock kids up, find alternative you know, systems of, you know, restorative justice, you know, programs like that. And I think the county has done that. You know, the population increased a bit, but not by too much. But many of these kids who would have otherwise gone to state facilities, they end up at East Mesa.
Hmm. Well, you report that this isn't the first time San Diego County juvenile halls have come under scrutiny. There's been an investigation going back to 2013, right?
Yeah, yeah. So in 2013, juvenile, I'm sorry,
Hall?
I just blanked. it's the youth law group.
Yes.
They investigated the use of pepper spray at East Mesa and Kearney Mesa juvenile detention facilities. They found extensive use of pepper spray. It was really troubling, you know, routinely used as a disciplinary tool when other alternatives should have been available. most disturbing was that it was used on kids who were threatening suicide or self-harm. And there were some just horrible descriptions of how these kids were dealt with, stripped of their clothing, kind of pinned down. And then following that was a 2015 investigation by Disability Rights California, which made similar findings and described San Diego juvenile halls as having an atmosphere of violence and intimidation.
You know, you've said several times and talked about the issues that these children have who are being held in these juvenile detention halls. What type of rehabilitation programs did they have inside of the halls? Did they work with the children at all?
Well, that's a really good question. I know they have programs, but there's a citizens board. It's the Juvenile Justice Commission. Each county has one, and they're required annually to go in and conduct an inspection and sit down with the probation department and see, you know, what's going on with the kids. You know, are they getting enough food? Are they getting good medical health, good mental health? And in the most recent report, there were from the Juvenile Justice Commission, there were lists of all the programs that were available, but missing was how many kids actually participated, how many kids had been through it twice, how many kids completed it. So I have been trying to get answers to those questions, actually. It looks like there are some good offerings, but we don't know how many kids are being given, you know, the opportunity or are choosing to engage.
Wow. Well, talk to me more about the use of pepper spray. I mean, is that method commonly used at other juvenile facilities across the U.S.?
Yeah, no, so absolutely not. California has been an outlier, and everyone is surprised because California is such a liberal, progressive state. But 2/3 of states ban the use of pepper spray in juvenile detention facilities because it affects kids more than it affects adults. It's more harmful to their lungs. It's psychologically harmful. It fuels distrust. You know, juvenile detention is supposed to focus on rehabilitation, not punishment. And so when pepper spray is used on kids, it's punishment. And a lot of these kids have trauma in their background, and it just kind of adds to that. So it's been seen as a dangerous and ineffective tool, and San Diego has been warned to move away from it. And the question of why California still allows it comes up repeatedly again and again. But, like, yeah, the 2/3 of states ban its use on juveniles.
Wow. Well, you've reported on several cases where youth experienced abuse while detained at these facilities. What are some of the stories that stand out to you?
So for the most recent article I wrote that was in the Union Tribune on Sunday, I spoke to a woman named Libby Yurimovic. She was a substitute teacher at East Mesa Juvenile Hall from October 2022 until the end of May. And she got her students, she really developed a rapport with them, and they started providing her with written complaints, which she shared with me. One youth described blacking out after being punched and kneed in the head. Another described being kicked, punched, and slammed to the ground. A young woman said she felt like she was going to die. And probation said that they investigated these reports and found them to be unsubstantiated. But that same year that Libby is collecting those reports, parents are going to the Juvenile Justice Commission and saying that their kids are experiencing abuse by the guards. So definitely something was going on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, how has the county responded to Bonta calling for this investigation?
So they said, you know, they will cooperate with it. They say they do their best to take care of kids and create, you know, the best environment for kids to do well. And, you know, and I should add, also named in the investigation was the County Office of Education, which provides the educational services in juvenile halls. And they said they welcomed the opportunity to partner with Bonta's office and, you know, ensure that all kids have access to a quality education.
Have there been actual consequences for those committing this, you know, excessive force and abuse on these children?
You know, I'm not sure. It's really hard to get law enforcement records, and probation is considered law enforcement. But in one of the written up complaints that Libby provided me with, the young woman had listed the names of all the probation officers involved. The last names, I should say. And Yermovic Libby told me that nearly all of them were no longer at East Mesa, that they had moved elsewhere. She's not sure where. Mm. There's only last names, so it's hard for me to verify that. But that's something, you know, perhaps people get transferred to another facility. You know, it's just really hard to know.
Yeah. Well, how do San Diego juvenile facilities compare to other cities in California, like L.A., for example?
And L.A. is, which is also under investigation by the Attorney General's office and has been since 2018, L.A. juvenile halls are uniquely awful. You know, people say San Diego's nothing like L.A. Right. You know, I'm sure folks, it was in the news for a while. Probation officers at juvenile halls there would create, they call them gladiator fights, where they'd pit kids up against each other and kind of bet on them. And there were some of those officers are being prosecuted for doing that.
That is absolutely horrible. Well, what happens next with Bonta's investigation? I mean, has there been any mention of a timeline?
No mention of timelines. You know, I tried to find out. It's just kind of a wait and see thing. And these investigations can take months.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this in this story?
Just the fact that the county's law enforcement review board has also seen an uptick in complaints and have been facing some real challenges getting records, because once a young person turns 18, they could petition to have their files sealed. And this is something that I have my hard time wrapping my mind around. Any allegations of misconduct involving that young person, no matter how egregious, once the court file is sealed, it's sealed. Very few people can get access to it. And so the Law Enforcement Oversight Review Board cannot access these files, no matter what. Wow. It's closed to them.
Well, I know it's something you're going to continue to follow. I've been speaking with Kelly Davis. She's a staff writer on the watchdog team at the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kelly, thanks for your reporting and thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.